Yes, Minister, by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP, and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Foulds as Bernard Woolley in The Right to Know.
Good morning, Bernard. Minister not in yet?
Oh, yes, Sir Humphrey. He's in his office having a meeting.
What about?
Nothing very important.
I see. And what was that meeting in there yesterday?
The minister was just reviewing procedures for briefing him on answers to parliamentary questions.
But there were principals present and assistant secretaries and other assorted underlings.
Well, just the ones who actually supply him with the actual information, actually, Sir Humphrey.
Bernard, this has to be stopped at once.
Why?
If he talks to the underlings, he may learn things we don't know. Our whole position could be undermined.
Why, if it increases our knowledge?
It is folly to increase your knowledge at the expense of your authority.
Why?
Bernard, please stop saying why.
Why? I mean, could you develop that point, please?
Would you say that the minister is starting to run the department?
Oh, yes, indeed. Actually, things are going pretty well, actually.
No, Bernard, when a minister actually starts to run his department, things are not going pretty well, actually. They are actually going pretty badly.
But actually, in fact, isn't it the minister's job to run the department?
No, Bernard, it is our job, or to be more precise, it is my job, for which I've had 25 years training and practice. Don't you realise what would happen if we allowed the minister to run the department?
No, what?
First, there would be chaos, naturally. Second, and even worse, there would be innovations.
Ah.
Changes, Bernard.
Oh.
Public debate, outside scrutiny.
Gosh.
Is that what you want?
Good heavens, no. But what should he do, then?
A minister has three functions. First, as an advocate, making his department's actions seem plausible to Parliament and the public. He is, in fact, our public relations man. Second, he is our man in Westminster, steering our legislation through Parliament. And third, above all, he is our breadwinner. He has to fight in Cabinet for the money we need to do our job. But he is emphatically not there to review departmental procedures with principals and assistant secretaries.
But if he's got the time...
Why has he got the time? He shouldn't have the time. That's your fault, Bernard. It is for you to ensure that he has not got the time. Create activity, Bernard. He must make speeches, provincial visits. We need deputations, junkets abroad, mountains of red boxes, crises, emergencies, panics. Pull yourself together, Bernard. You must be leaving spaces in his diary.
But he makes them.
Then fill them up again.
He won't let me.
Don't ask him, do it. Make sure he spends more time when he's not under our feet and can't do any damage.
Where?
Well, the House of Commons, for instance.
Sir Humphrey, I really am doing my best. There's a deputation in there at this moment.
What's it about?
Well, it's something completely trivial. Preserving badgers in Warwickshire.
Well done, Bernard. Why didn't you tell me this when I asked you before?
Well, actually, I thought it was rather, trivial, wasting the minister's time. I thought you wouldn't approve, actually.
Oh, Bernard.
Oh, well, I'll try and find some other threatened species, shall I?
You may not have to look very far, Bernard. Private secretaries who cannot occupy their ministers are a threatened species, actually.
Don't you see? We have a sacred trust to preserve our natural heritage.
Yes, well, that's what this proposed legislation is designed to achieve. As I said in the House yesterday, the present system just isn't working. It's a hodgepodge. Local authorities, tourist authorities, national parks, the Countryside Commission, the CPRE. Nobody knows where they are, nothing gets done, and everything is squabbling and backbiting. You know what committees are like.
We are a committee.
Yes, well, of course, I didn't mean your committee. Anyway, this new setup will create clear authority, simple procedures, and incidentally save a great deal of public money. You should welcome it.
That's all very well, but what about Hayward Spinney?
Well, one or two very small areas will have to lose their protected status because it simply isn't economic to administer them properly.
But Hayward Spinney is a vital part of Britain's heritage. The badgers have dwelt in it for generations.
How can you be sure?
It said so in The Guardian.
Yes, it actually says, the Bodgers have dealt there.
How would you feel if you were going to have office blocks built all over your garden by a lot of giant badgers?
But nobody's going to build office blocks. Giant badgers?
But there's nothing special about man, Mr. Hacker. We're not above nature. We're all a part of it. Men are animals too, you know.
I know that. I've just come from the House of Commons.
Sorry to interrupt, Minister, but you're due for your next appointment.
Oh, what a pity. Well, thank you for making your case so persuasively. It's been a great pleasure.
Yes, but what are you going to do about it?
All views will be taken into consideration at the appropriate stage. Now, if you'll forgive me.
You go down the corridor, turn left at the end, and down the stairs.
Thank you.
The most polished performance, Minister. Gracious, emollient, and said absolutely nothing. Very professional.
Yeah, why wasn't I warned?
About what, Minister?
Why was I not warned that unifying the administration of the countryside would mean removing special protected status from this beaver, what's it?
A badger colony, Minister. Haywood Spinney, East Warwickshire.
Somebody must have known, mustn't they?
Well, if somebody did happen to know, Minister, they would not necessarily know that you would want to know what they happen to know in case... Ah, Sir Humphrey.
Humphrey?
Good morning, Minister.
Humphrey, do you see it as your job to help ministers make fools of themselves?
I've never met one who needed any help. No, no, seriously, Minister, of course that's the last thing we
want. Then why did you encourage me to stand up and tell Parliament and the press that unifying the administration of the countryside will entail no loss of amenity when apparently I've signed a death warrant for a whole army of beavers?
Badgers, Minister.
Badgers.
Beavers would have a navy.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Don't mutter them. Humphrey, why did you let me do it?
With respect, Minister, I did not encourage you to say this.
You did. Look at this. The department drafted this. No loss of amenity.
No, Minister, not no loss of amenity. No significant loss of amenity.
That's the same thing.
On the contrary, there's all the difference in the world. Almost anything can be attacked as a loss of amenity, and almost anything can be defended as not a significant loss of amenity, seeming to signify that one should appreciate the significance of significant.
Now, be that as it may, Humphrey, the publicity can still be very damaging.
Oh, I think not, Minister.
But if I've said there's going to be no loss of amenity, and then there is...
Well, if you'd just like to approve this release, Minister, you'll see it counters all their arguments. It points out that the Spinney is merely deregistered, not threatened. Badgers are very plentiful all over Warwickshire. It mentions the connection between badgers and brucellosis cannot be regarded as a significant loss of amenity. Mm. It's all there.
So you don't think it'll make the national press?
Oh, a few lines on an inside page of The Guardian, perhaps. Oh, nothing to worry about. It's only the urban middle class who worry about the preservation of the countryside because they don't have to live in it. Anything else?
No. Yes. All right, this may blow over, but it doesn't change my basic question.
Which was?
Why was I not told about this before I made the announcement?
Well, there are those who have argued, and indeed very cogently, that on occasions... There are some things it is better for the minister not to know.
Humphrey, what are you saying?
Oh, Minister, your answers in the House and at the press conference were superb. You were convinced and convincing. The critics were silenced. Could you have spoken with the same authority if the ecological pressure group had been badgering you?
But I have a right to know. I am the people's representative. What right have you got to withhold facts from me like this? Monstrous.
It's in your own best interests, Minister.
What do you mean, some things it is better for a minister not to... It's intolerable. This must not occur again. And it so happens that I have a new plan here for reorganizing this department to ensure that it doesn't.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Now, if we had one undersecretary and two assistant secretaries reporting directly
now,
to
Minister,
me...
Minister, please.
No, wait a minute. Let me tell you my plan.
The plan is immaterial. Minister, I have something to say to you that you may not like to hear.
Why should today be different?
Minister, the traditional allocation of executive responsibilities has always been so determined as to liberate the ministerial incumbent from the administrative minutiae by devolving the managerial functions to those whose experience and qualifications have better formed them for the performance of such humble offices, thereby releasing their political overlords for the more onerous duties and profound deliberations that are the inevitable concomitant of their exalted position.
Whatever made you think I wouldn't want to hear that?
I thought it might upset you.
How could it? I didn't understand a word. God's sake, Humphrey, for once in your life, put it into plain English.
Well, if you insist, Minister, you are not here to run this department.
I beg your pardon?
You are not here
to run this department.
I think I am. I think the public thinks I am,
too. With respect, Minister, you are wrong and they are wrong.
Uh-huh. Who does run this department?
I do.
Oh, I see. And what am I supposed to do?
Minister, we've been through all this before. Make policy, get legislation enacted, and above all, secure the department's budget in cabinet.
Sometimes I suspect that the budget is all you really care about.
Well, it is rather important. If nobody cares about the budget, we could end up with a department so small that even a minister could run it.
Humphrey, are we about to have a fundamental disagreement about the nature of democracy?
No, Minister, merely a demarcation dispute. I'm only saying that the menial chore of running a department is beneath you. Mm. You were fashioned for a nobler calling.
Yeah. Well, I'm quite happy to leave the routine paperwork to you, but I insist on direct access to all information. Never again do I want to hear the phrase, there are some things it is better for a minister not to know. Is that clear?
But, Minister, that is an order. As you say, Minister, if that is what you really want.
Do you think ministers are a lot of irresponsible 10-year-olds?
Have you finished with The Guardian, Daddy?
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't got a copy of The Socialist Worker for you.
That's all right. Daddy's pleased you came down for breakfast, aren't you, Jim? He hasn't seen you for a while.
I was having a lie-in.
Better than a sit-in, I suppose. Why were you home so late last night?
There are some things it's better for a father not to know.
Don't you start.
What?
Nothing.
I was out with the trots.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to see the doctor about it?
The Trotskyites.
You're a Trotskyite now?
No, Peter is.
Peter?
Yes, Peter. Well, you've only met him about 15 times.
Oh, is he the one with the beard and the hairdo?
That's right.
Jim, I need your help today.
What with?
Shopping at the cash and carry, the kitchen plug hole's blocked and the lawn needs mowing.
No, sorry, darling, I'm busy with my boxes. They are important.
They can wait.
Annie, it may have escaped your notice that I am a Minister of the Crown, a member of Her Majesty's government. I have got a fairly important job.
But you have 23,000 civil servants to help you. I haven't. You can play with your memos later. The drains need fixing now.
Oh, Lucy! Got marmalade all over the cabinet papers.
Sorry.
Oh, God, I've got butter on them now. Get a cloth.
Get it yourself.
Lucy!
You're not in Whitehall now, you know. Yes, Minister. Certainly, Minister. Just as you say, Minister. Please, may I lick your boots for you, Minister?
Lucy, darling, that's not fair. Those civil servants are always kowtowing to Daddy, but they never take any real notice of him.
I'll have you know that I just won a considerable victory at the department. Look at that pile of boxes.
That's what I mean. For a short time, you were getting the better of Humphrey, but now they've done a snow job on you again.
No, that's not it at all. I asked for all this.
Why?
Yesterday, in so many words, Humphrey told me that there are some things it's better for a minister not to know, which means he's hiding things from me. Who knows, important things, maybe. So I've insisted that I'm told everything that goes on in the department.
How did you get to be a cabinet minister, darling? You're such a clod.
What?
Don't you see? You've played right into Humphrey's hands. He must be utterly delighted you've given him an open invitation to swamp you with useless information.
You think so?
Well, what's in that box, for instance?
Well, technical reports, feasibility studies, past papers of assorted committees, stationary requisitions. Damnation. It's catch 22, isn't it? Either they give you so little information you don't know the salient facts, or so much you can't find them. You can't win. They get you coming and going.
There's a story about you here, Daddy.
I've read it.
Hacker the Badger Butcher.
Daddy's read it, darling.
What's all this, then?
Load of rubbish.
It says here, Hacker admitted that removing protected status from Hayward Spinney could mean the end of the badger colony. A spokesman for the Society for the Preservation of British Wildlife said, Hacker has signed the badger's death warrant.
One, I am not a badger butcher. Two, the badger is not an endangered species. Three, the removal of protected status does not necessarily mean the badgers will be killed. Four, if a few badgers have to be sacrificed for the sake of a master plan that will save Britain's natural heritage, tough.
It's a master plan, mein Führer.
Oh.
The end justifies the means,
Lucy,
does it?
Lucy, really?
It's because the badgers haven't got votes, isn't it?
What?
Well, if badgers had votes, you wouldn't be exterminating them. You'd be up there at Hayward Spinney, shaking paws and kissing cubs, ingratiating yourself the way you always do.
Lucy, that's not a very nice thing to say.
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. Well, he's in politics. Daddy has to be ingratiating.
Thank you very much, dear.
It's got to be stopped.
Too late. The decision has been taken.
I'm going to stop it then.
Oh, fine. Well, that should be quite easy. Just get yourself adopted as a candidate, win a general election, serve with distinction on the back benches, be appointed a minister, and repeal the Act. No problem. Of course, the Badgers might be getting on a bit by then. Oh.
Assistant secretaries reporting direct to the minister?
I know, Jumbo.
But what does he think he is, a civil servant? But the arrogance of these politicians.
You wanted to check these, Sir Humphrey.
Yeah, Bernard, yes, thank you. Yes, fine. Right, now you can show the last one to the minister if you like. Should keep him quiet for a bit. What's the matter?
It's just I've been increasingly worried about, well, keeping things from the minister.
Oh, would you prefer...
No, Jumbo. What do you mean, Bernard?
Well, why shouldn't he be allowed to know things if he wants to?
Silly boy.
Sit down, Bernard. This country is governed by ministers making decisions from the various alternative proposals we offer them, is it not?
Yes, of course.
Well, don't you see? If they had all the facts, they would see all sorts of other possibilities. They might even formulate their own plans instead of choosing between the two or three we put up.
But would that matter?
Would it matter?
Why?
Bernard, as long as we are the ones who formulate the proposals, we can... guide them to the correct decision.
Can we? How?
It's like a conjurer. The three-card trick. You know, take any card and then make sure they take the one you intend. Ours is the four-word trick.
There are four words you have to work into a proposal if you want the minister to accept it.
Simple, quick, popular, cheap. And equally four words to work into a proposal if you want it thrown out.
Complicated, lengthy, expensive, controversial. And if you really want to make sure the minister doesn't accept it, say the decision would be courageous.
Is that worse than controversial?
Oh, yes. Controversial only means this'll lose you votes. Courageous means this'll lose you the election.
But if they have all the facts instead of just the options, they might start to think for themselves.
And the system works?
Works. It's made Britain what she is today.
Oh, yes. I see.
So, what are you going to do about your man, Humpy?
Well, I'm giving him plenty to read.
Shouldn't you look for an opportunity to show him the positive virtues of being kept in ignorance?
Well, if he doesn't know that after 20 years as a politician. You look worried, Bernard.
Yes, Sir Humphrey. It's this letter. I found it in one of the minister's boxes.
What about it?
Well, I don't know whether to open it or not.
Well, you know the rules. Private secretaries open every classification up to and including top secret. Only letters marked personal shall remain unopened unless the minister orders otherwise.
What about Daddy?
I do not immediately see where your father comes into this.
No, it's addressed to Daddy, urgent.
Does it say personal?
No.
You know the rules, it must be open.
Oh, it's from the minister's daughter.
You astound me, Bernard.
Oh dear.
Trouble at mill?
Miss Hacker intends to join the Badger protest.
I thought it was over.
She and her boyfriend are going to conduct a 24-hour Save the Badgers vigil in Haywood Spinney unless the protection order is restored, and they're putting their announcement out to the press at 5 p.m.
I see. Minister's daughter in Badger protest vigil. Well, I suppose it is a little embarrassing, but not too serious.
Well, I think, Sir Humphrey, the minister may find it more than a little embarrassing.
What do you mean?
Minister's daughter in nude Badger protest vigil.
What?
Miss Hacker and her boyfriend will be, will not be...
Starkers, Bernard?
Yes, Sir Humphrey.
Aha, that puts a different complexion on it.
Especially in this weather.
To put it in crude journalistic terms, this makes it a big story. Front page with photograph.
Hello, Humphrey.
Ah, Minister.
Anything wrong? Yeah. Well?
Shall we say a slight embarrassment, Minister?
How slight?
Well, while not in any sense wishing to overstate the case or suggest there might be cause for undue alarm, nevertheless, the fact remains...
Sake, Humphrey, up with it.
Minister, I have a confession to make.
That's a change. No, come on, make a clean breast of it.
Not the happiest of phrases in the circumstances, Minister.
What do you mean?
I have to confess that the Badgers in Haywood Spinney may turn out to be a somewhat bigger story than we thought.
Why? They're going to have kittens or something?
No, it's not the Badgers who are going to have kittens, Minister. There's going to be a 24-hour protest vigil in Haywood Spinney.
So you told me it wouldn't be very newsworthy.
Well, I'm afraid this is rather different. It's being conducted by a girl student and her boyfriend.
What, just two people?
Yes.
Well, they don't matter, do they? A couple of irresponsible layabouts?
Well, they might matter to some people.
Nonsense, Bernard. Everybody's fed up with all these ghastly students. They're just exhibitionists, you know.
Well, in this case, they seem to have something to exhibit.
What do you mean?
It is to be a nude protest vigil.
Oh, but that'll be all over the front pages.
Quite so.
The press mustn't find out. Really, I don't know what gets into these students. It's appalling. It's quite shameless.
Oh, yes, indeed, Minister.
It's their parents, you know. Don't bring them up properly. Let them run wild. Feed them all this trendy, middle-class, anti-establishment nonsense.
Oh, I'm sure it's not entirely their parents' fault,
of course,
Minister.
It is. Authority, Humphrey. All this student anarchy is a shocking indictment of their parents' lack of authority and discipline. So they take it out on innocent people like me. Who are they, anyway?
Well, we know the young lady's
lady.
Name.
Who is she?
It seems she's a Miss Hacker.
Hacker? Hacker, that's my name. That's a coincidence.
Not a complete coincidence, Minister.
You don't mean... Not Lucy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
As you see, Minister, she's telephoning in 10 minutes' time.
Oh, well, perhaps the press won't be all that interested. Yeah, they will, won't they? Oh, God. But will they really think it's worth going all the way to Warwickshire?
For a story like this, Minister, I fear they would think it worth going all the way to the South Pole.
How can we kill the story? Advise me, Humphrey.
What about a bit of parental authority and discipline?
Oh, don't be silly, Humphrey.
If you could make her listen to reason.
She's a sociology student, Bernard.
Well, perhaps Mrs. Hacker could lock her in her room.
Anna's out at work. What about the police?
Minister sets police on new daughter. And I'm not sure that completely kills the story, Minister.
There's something we could do.
Well, perhaps if I looked at the files...
Oh, marvellous. My daughter's about to get herself all over the front page of The Sun, and probably page 3 as well. All you can think of is the files. Brilliant.
Nevertheless, Minister...
They're all out there, Sir Humphrey.
I wonder what sort of angle they'll take.
Oh, wide angle, I should think. Oh, I'm... I see what you mean, Minister.
Just think of the fun the opposition will have with this. Does the proud father want to make a statement? Is the minister's family getting too much exposure? Did the minister try to conduct a cover-up?
Does the minister run the department any better than he runs his family?
Mm. And I suppose you'll want me to tell them that Humphrey runs it, won't you?
Oh, no, Minister, not I. I'm your private secretary.
You mean when the chips are down, you're on my side, not Humphrey's?
Minister, it's my job to see the chips stay up. Hello?
Can I speak to Mr. Hacker, please? It's his daughter.
I think this is for you, Minister.
Ah, oh, Lucy... Hello, darling.
Hello, Daddy.
I got your little note. You know, for a moment I was taken in. I thought it was serious.
It is serious. It's deadly serious. Pete and I are just going to ring Exchange Telegraph and the Press Association. But, then we're off to the spinny.
But, darling, you can't think of the damage.
What damage?
Well, to me.
Damage to you? Typical. What about damage to badgers? It's not you who's going to be exterminated, is it?
Well, in a sense, yes.
OK. Then you know what to do.
No, look.
10.
No, Lucy.
9.
No, Lucy, hold on, darling.
8.
Lucy!
A moment, Minister. Could I
7.
Have a word with the lady?
Lucy, Sir Humphrey Appleby would like a word with you.
A new development.
A new development.
6. 5.
Miss Hacker, how do you do? I'm Sir Humphrey Appleby, Mr. Hacker's permanent secretary.
5 and holding.
Yes, and if I might have a word, dear lady, I've just come upon the latest report from the government's own wildlife inspectors. It throws a new light on the issue.
Why?
Well, apparently there is no badger colony in Hayward Spinney. It says, last evidence of badger habitation, droppings, freshly turned earth, etc., was recorded 11 years ago.
But the paper said that
yeah, they... Yeah, quite so. Apparently the story was fed to them by a local property developer.
Property developer?
Yes, you see, the local authority have plans to use the Spinney for a new college of further education. But the developer wants to buy it for offices and luxury flats.
But if it's protected, he won't be able to.
Ah, but nor will the council. And he knows that if they can't, they'll spend the money on something else. Then he can move in, say, 12 months' time, show that there is no badger colony, get protection removed, and build his offices. It's quite common practice.
So you mean there isn't actually any wildlife in the Spinney at all?
Well, there is some. It's been used as a rubbish dump by people from Wootton Wown. So there are lots of rats.
Rats?
Yes, thousands of them, apparently. Though I suppose they're wildlife too in their way, aren't they? But it'd be a pity to play into the developer's hands. Now, wouldn't it?
I suppose it would.
Yeah, but do let me say how very much I respect your views and commitment. Do you wish to speak to the minister again?
No, that's all right.
No, right.
Oh, well, forget it then.
Humphrey, I take it all back.
Oh, it was nothing, minister. It was all in the files.
That property developer. Mm-hmm. God, the cunning devil.
Yes.
Can I see that report?
Oh, it's not very interesting,
oh,
really.
Come on, really. I see it.
No, quite honestly, I don't think you'd find it very interesting.
Humphrey?
Hmm?
It was true, wasn't it?
Humphrey,
was there one word of truth in that whole story you told Lucy?
Do you really want to know the answer to that question, Minister?
No, Humphrey. Forget I asked it.
Yes, Minister.
In The Right to Know, you heard Paul Eddington as Jim Hacker, Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey, and Derek Foles as Bernard. Annie Hacker was played by Diana Hoddinott, Sir Frederick by Peter Cellier, Lucy Hacker by Jerry Cowper, and The Protester by Carol Boyd. Yes, Minister was written by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, and produced by Pete Atkin.